This is FHS Talks about school shootings. Here with you today are your hosts, Allie.
And I'm Ashley. Throughout this podcast, we will be speaking with a variety of students and faculty about their thoughts and feelings about school shootings and the safety procedures here at Farmington High School.
Here we go! All right, so today we are talking to Aaron Minerly, a student at Farmington High School. Thank you, Aaron, for coming to answer some of these questions for us.
No problem. Happy to be here.
So, first question, what are your thoughts on the recent school shootings?
Well, I think obviously they're very terrible occurrences, and I think that both the government and just citizens need to take into account different measures that can be taken to prevent things like this from happening again.
Agreed. What do you think should be implemented into all schools to help prevent school shootings, such as metal detectors, more police officers, teachers with weapons? What are your thoughts on those?
I definitely think that metal detectors would be a big step in the right direction, because it wouldn't necessarily be infringing on the rights of the students, but it would still keep the school safe. I don't think that teachers should be given guns, though. I feel like that will only end in more disaster. And maybe mental health exams might help too, since most of the school shooters are young people.
All right. So here at FHS, we have some current procedures that take place during these events. So what do you think about these current procedures we have at FHS?
I think that they're important to have so that everyone has a sense of security while they're at school, but I think that logistically they won't really help us in the event of a disaster, because anyone who comes into a school with the intent to hurt students won't be looking into the classrooms before they shoot. They'll just be aiming for anything. So I think locking down the school isn't necessarily going to help anyone.
All right, thank you for sharing your thoughts. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
So today we are talking with Alex Sawinski, a senior at Farmington High School. Thank you for coming and sharing your thoughts with us today, Alex.
Thanks, Allie, for having me.
So first question, what are your thoughts on the recent school shootings?
I'm really distraught by them, and there's been so many going on, it's surprising to see that there's more and more every day. I would have thought that students would have been a little bit more kind to one another and more together. However, it seems that people are just getting farther apart, and there's just been more problems that are happening.
All right. So what do you think should be implemented into all schools to help prevent these types of school shootings? Do you believe that there should be metal detectors, more police officers that are armed in the school, or even teachers being armed?
Well, I think that it first starts with counseling and really just finding out about the mental state of students and making sure that they feel that they have someone to talk to or just have someone that is there making sure that they're okay. Obviously, that should start with the teachers and then be with the counselors, but it really relies on their friends at the end of it. Their friends should be aware of what's going on, and if they see something, they should really tell someone. In more safety, there should definitely be a closed campus. I feel like that would be a lot safer, and even though we have one now, it's not as strictly as enforced as it could be. Regarding guns getting into the school, you can't really, I feel like metal detectors would do something beneficial, but there's so many other things that a student could have metal that would be hard. Obviously, implementing all that security equipment would cost a lot of money, but I'm sure that would be worth it if students were safe.
Okay. So currently we have some lockdown procedures. What are your thoughts on those here at FHS?
I feel that for the lockdowns, while students are in school, in class, in periods, it's fine. However, they aren't as safe or strict as they can be when it comes to passing periods or when students are in other areas such as the cafeteria or library. Those areas are a lot more open and really it's not as safe as it could be. In addition, regarding lockdowns and the situation that happened in Parkland, there has to be some sort of talk about that. What to happen if it's during a passing period? What to happen if there's a fire drill during a lockdown? stuff like that that hasn't come up before but definitely needs addressing would be something that would have to be implemented in soon, because if you don't know what's going to happen really until you have to be prepared for every situation, and just more of them, there really isn't enough to be completely prepared for a situation that's going to be super stressful. So
all right, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us today.
All right, thank you, Allie.
Hi, Ms. McIntyre. Thank you for coming in to interview us today.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
So let's start with this first question. What are your thoughts on the recent school shootings?
It makes me very sad that people think it's okay to be violent against other people. But it also makes me a little scared, because I come to school every day wanting to teach children and hang out with children, because you guys make me laugh and I love you and you're our future and I like put so much energy into you, but it makes me scared that the kids that I love could harm themselves, each other, and even me, and I get scared. It's not that I don't want to come to school, but it's hard to know that some people, hopefully not in our school, I really hope, but people feel that it's okay to harm others. real great start there.
No, it was very good. So if you have any ideas, what do you think should be implemented, if anything, in schools to try and protect students and faculty, like metal detectors, more police officers, teachers being armed, just about that stuff?
So my personal mantra is peace and love. And so I have a really hard time with the idea of arming teachers to force peace. I think that in life, like not even in the school, but in general, I believe that you get love when you give love. And so I don't know if this is the most effective way to solve school shootings, but I feel like giving love and making sure people know that they're loved and they're wanted is the kind of the best way to make sure that people aren't going to harm other people, that, you know, when they feel loved and accepted, why would they want to reach out and harm someone? So that's kind of my personal belief. I get scared killing like spiders. I don't want to harm anything. So the thought of me holding a weapon is kind of terrifying. Obviously, I want to protect my students in every situation, but I feel like the best way that I can do that is by loving them and educating them and helping them think and be good people. I barely kill spiders. You know, in a life or death situation, obviously your impulse kicks in and you like have fight or flight, but I love you and I want to hug you and not hold a weapon. Plus, where would it go? My outfit, it would have to coordinate with my outfits, and that's just not gonna happen.
Okay. All right, so with the current lockdown procedures, do you think they are good, or do you think that they should be changed to keep students safer?
I think the current lockdown procedures are the best thing we can hope for in this school, because of the constraints of the windows and the door, like however many exits and entrances we have. I think that the policy and the procedure is as best as it could be in the building. But that doesn't mean the building is the best possible structure to keep kids safe. So while I think there are certainly things that we should address, like what happens with the cafeteria when lockdown procedures happen, I don't know where else, like I don't think it's great, the current lockdown procedure in the cafeteria, but I don't know what else we could possibly do. There's just not a space to keep you all safe. Like if Mr. Christ and Mr. Mustafi's offices were like triple in size, I would say shove you all in there or something, but they're not. And I don't know. The building just stinks for the purposes of keeping kids contained and safe, I think.
Okay. Well, that's all we have for you today. Thank you for answering these questions. We really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Hi, Mr. Baxter. Thank you for letting us interview today. interview you today. So we're going to be talking about school shootings and just your personal opinions on those. Mm-hmm. So to start it off, what are your thoughts on the recent school shootings?
Well, I've been doing a lot of thinking about gun control. And if you look at countries that we compare ourselves to, Western European countries, France, England, Germany, you're 16 times less likely to be killed by a gun in Germany. Does that mean Germany's 16 times less aggressive than us? They have 16 times less psychiatric patients. It's real simple. They have strict gun control laws. I think most people don't want to look at that. I mean, Australia, after 1996, they had a terrible mass shooting, and the government said enough, and they made it very difficult to get a gun. They haven't had a single mass shooting since. Okay, we just need to look at examples of countries similar to us that have instituted stricter gun control laws, and they've alleviated a lot of the problems that we seem to constantly have. We lead the world in mass shootings, like by far, you know. And it frustrates me that the answer to most of the problems we have right now, like the recent shooting in Florida, the answer is more guns, you know, let's arm teachers, you know, and not let's make it harder for people to get guns. An 18-year-old shouldn't have been able to walk into Dick's and buy an AR-15, okay? And I don't think anyone should have an assault-style weapon. I mean, for hunting, personal protection, like where you live, okay? And first of all, you're not a very fair hunter for using an assault rifle. And for personal protection, I think, you know, if you pass background tests, which, by the way, are very easy to pass in some states, like in Florida, that individual, Cruz, I forgot his first name. I can't believe I'm already forgetting his first name. He would only have been disqualified if he had been committed to a psychiatric facility. That takes a lot to fail a background test. You have to be committed to a psychiatric facility. Not many people are. There's a lot of sick individuals out there that could just go and buy a gun or go through the gun show loophole where you don't have to have a background check. Anyone could buy it. It's absurd that Second Amendment supporters, who, by the way, if you really look at the Second Amendment, there's something about a well-regulated militia in there that everyone seems to forget, and they just say, right to bear arms, you know? There has to be limitations. I mean, a bomb is an arm, so I guess I should be able to buy a bomb at Walmart or Dick's, right? Or a rocket launcher. Well, why limit me? You know, it's my right. Right to bear arms. It's absurd. There has to be limitations. There should be age limitations. There should be psychiatric limitations. Again, I don't think the answer is more guns. So.
Right. So, if any, do you think that there should be more protection implemented in the schools, like metal detectors, more police officers, more armed people, things like that?
Yeah, I think a shooter is going to get in, you know, like Adam Lanza shot his way into a school. When the principal and the school psychologist immediately came up, he just shot them both. So, I mean, a school shooter is going to plan it. They're usually pretty smart in planning this. They're gonna shoot the officer first, probably. And then they'll go to the soft targets like the cafeteria, which is so vulnerable. And that, you know, that's a big concern of mine. And I've emailed Dr. Silva about this. I know that these schools weren't designed to protect us from school shooters. No one envisioned this prior to Columbine, you know. So there are soft targets like the CAF. There's no place to hide. But I don't think it's smart to put everyone in that hallway. Have you ever been in the CAF during a lockdown? They put you in that hallway leading to the 400s. I think that's like making it really easy for a shooter to kill a lot of people. I almost think in the CAF you should disperse and turn over tables and hide behind tables. You know, I think we've got to rethink that plan, that protocol. You know, right after 9/11, right after Columbine, the plan was get out of the school. And then a few really smart, sick middle schoolers knew that was the plan and waited in the woods and started shooting people when they came out. So then it was like, oh my God, stay in the school, close the doors, make it difficult to get in. I think our plan is pretty good. A school shooter, and this is what the FBI looks at, these like profiles of these individuals. They think they have limited time. They think, like Anna Lanza shoots himself 20 minutes before the police even enter. So he could have done a lot more damage, but he was under the impression, like, I got out quickly, I have no time, and that's why he... So if we lock the doors, cover that window, close the blinds, turn off the lights, there's a good chance the school shooter is going to be like, I'm not going to bother wasting my time with this. I'm going to move on to a soft, easy target like the library, like the CAF. But I think our classroom procedures are good and effective. There are some schools that are now building safe rooms within classrooms. Great. It's expensive. But I don't know if that's even necessary. I don't think they're going to enter a locked room. It's too much effort, you know. I think we really need to put all of our focus now on places like the CAF and the library. That's what I think, personally.
Well, thank you. Those are all the questions we have for you today.
All right, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, guys. Today we're meeting with our resource officer, Officer Mustafi. Thank you for coming in and sharing your thoughts with us today.
My pleasure.
So our first question for you is, what are your thoughts on the recent school shootings?
Well, I think they're absolutely tragic, and we as a society should do everything in our power to prevent them from happening. Schools should be a place where kids come and feel safe, and they're able to do and engage in the activity that they're there to do, which is learn. And when they worry about things like this, you know, it gets in the way of that primary goal. So we should do everything we can to study these incidents, to analyze them, and to make sure that they do not happen again.
So personally, what do you believe should be implemented into all schools, such as metal detectors, more police officers like you, armed teachers, things like that? What do you think about those?
I'm not so sure metal detectors is something that would be feasible, just because schools become community centers after hours, so it would be easy for somebody to come in after hours, plant something, and then in the morning come through a metal detector. And then I'm not sure it would be palatable, it would be tasteful from an educator's point of view. And then just the logistics of how that would work, it would look like airport security. You know, people are walking in and, oh, sorry, empty your pockets, go back around. It would take a significant amount of time to get everybody through. So I'm not sure building a fortress is really the answer. But I do think that... we can have a multi-dimensional approach to reducing these kinds of things. And key among those approaches is really identifying the mental health issues. I mean, if you look at the last few incidents that we've had, those suspects were on the radar for having significant mental health issues. So in the last kid from the Parkland shooting, I guess the police were called somewhere in the ballpark of 30 some odd times. So I think all the evidence was there to conclude that he was probably a danger to himself or somebody else. And there was probably enough for the community to take action. And it didn't happen. So definitely, definitely addressing the mental health component of these incidents, I think, is important. I'm not sure if arming teachers is really the answer. I mean, I can tell you from, you know, in law enforcement, we're armed, but we have to go through thousands of hours of training and recertification every year. And with teacher schedules, I don't know if that's possible. You know, okay, hey, now we're going to take a day off to go to the shooting range. You know, I just don't know if logistically that can work and how it would work. And you know, it, although it's a very politically charged debate, but the gun issue has also come up. You know, should we raise the age on some of these, on some of the weapons that you can legally purchase? You know, I mean, I'd certainly be open to looking at that, but I think as a society, we'd have to look at the data. I mean, obviously, we have a Second Amendment, and I'm sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States. But we'd have to look at the data there to see if it would actually have an impact on these kinds of incidents. Because I think in some cases it just wouldn't. In this recent shooting in Maryland, I believe the kid wasn't even old enough to, I think he was 17, so he walked in with a Glock 9mm. Which he wasn't supposed to have to begin with. So I'm not sure if any sort of gun control designed to prevent 17-year-old kids, which is already in effect, but additional gun control would have really prevented that incident from happening. So I think we really need to look at a multidimensional approach, and I think there needs to be an emphasis on addressing the mental health issue with these suspects.
All right. So the current lockdowns at FHS, do you believe they're the best that they can be, or do you see space for reconsideration on students' safety in the library or cafeteria or classrooms?
So the reason why we do lockdowns is both to prepare students for an actual event, but it's also to find out where the cracks are in our preparation. For example, the last time we did a lockdown, we found out that there was a few doors in the building that were not locking properly. You know, after the lockdown, we debriefed and I wrote up a report and we had those issues addressed. So preparing with lockdowns and building drills and level 2 evac drills, I think it increases the likelihood that in an actual emergency we'd be better prepared, and that it also helps us identify where cracks are in the system. So I can guarantee you that every time we have a lockdown drill, we're improving. We're finding better ways to do things, and we're documenting whatever deficiencies we have. So I think they're an important part of preparation and for reducing the magnitude of a tragedy should an actual emergency happen here at Farmington High School. And then, you know, that being said, I mean, I am an armed guard. I am an armed police officer in the high school, and there's not a lot of high schools they're starting to be more accepted, but not every high school in Connecticut has an actual police officer that works full-time at the high school. So, that being said, I think Farmington is really ahead of the ball game there. But again, we always, on a regular basis, reevaluate what we're doing, and we're always trying to improve our preparedness and security.
All right, thank you for talking with us today, Officer Mustafi.
My pleasure, guys. Good luck.
Let me just talk nice and loud.
Okay.
So what are your thoughts on the recent school shootings?
So, I mean, obviously, it really troubles me and saddens me in terms of just the loss of life and the, you know, what the victims and their families and all the people they left behind must be going through. I can't imagine it. And as both a parent and a school principal, it you know, obviously really hits close to home, and you know, it's kind of the worst thing imaginable. I mean, I can't really even begin to, you know, kind of think what my response would be if that kind of tragedy happened here. It would really truly be the worst thing imaginable. So it makes me, you know, really want to think about the things that we do here to try to keep students and adults in this building safe and secure, and makes me want to, you know, reach out to everybody and say, what are the questions that you have? What are the things that you're worried about? What are the things that we can do to try to, you know, allay some of those anxieties, but also knowing that, you know, that there's a lot of things out of our control. So we will continue to do the best we can based on the best information that we have. But I think it's really all of us kind of working together to make, you know, sure that we, you know, look after each other and pay attention to what's happening at our school and the world around us, and really try to, you know, anticipate situations so that we can be prepared.
So could you just explain, like, the current lockdown procedures for Farmington High School?
Yeah.
And if there should be any changes, or think, like, even if it's not realistic changes that might happen, but, like, what your personal ideas are on those lockdown procedures.
Okay. So I guess the first thing I would say is that the procedures we currently use are the ones that we've put in place based on the best information that we have. Our information comes, you know, both from our local police department, and they've had tons of training. In fact, they do trainings here in our schools in Farmington on active shooter drills. So they are very well prepared, and they give us the guidance, and they rely on experts in the same way we do to kind of know the things that we should be doing and the kind of information we should be giving out and the kind of procedures that we use. So that being said, I really think it's important that everybody kind of know and be comfortable and confident about what the procedures are, so that there shouldn't be a, you know, kind of a, well, if this happened, what should I do? I mean, to the best that we can prepare people so that in this kind of circumstances we can anticipate, you know, people, it should be almost automatic. Okay, you know, you lock your doors, you pull down those door shades, you know, get out of sight, you're quiet. If you're in this space, you do this. If you're in this other space, you do that. It should be kind of second nature. So if there is that uncertainty or those questions, I mean, the first thing to do is make sure we all have the right information, and that means we do need to practice. And so that's why we will do do lockdown drills now, and while we'll continue to do those drills, and maybe we'll change the drills up a little bit in terms of you know, different times of day and different circumstances, just so, you know, people have kind of a sense of what this would be like. But again, you want to use a drill to prepare people. You don't want to do it to frighten people or to get people too anxious. So there's always a balancing act with that, you know. You know, and I've had some, you know, questions come about, you know, different types of measures. And again, I bring a lot of those questions back to Officer Mustafi or to the security committee. We have a building level security committee as well as a district level security committee. And in that, we really rely on the best information. So I think as much information as we can give to people, as transparent as we can be, as reassuring as we can be, that we have plans in place. I think that's really what, rather than trying to come up with something new, it's really trying to make better what we're already doing and make sure we're doing it in the right way.
Okay. What besides the current procedures, mm-hmm. like just when for like major things,
yeah.
Besides that, like for an all day, just normal day kind of mm-hmm. thing, what do you think that there should be like more police officers, more people that are armed? Yeah. Do you believe that teachers should be armed? Do you think we should have those, like, kind of like a, like at an airport with metal detectors? Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on all of those hot topics?
So, I mean, I can speak in kind of two ways. I would say in terms of any measures we would take along those lines would be a decision not that I personally would make, but that would be made, you know, as I say, in conjunction with the district as a whole, with the police department, with those, you know, experts. I'm really glad we have a school resource officer for lots of different reasons. I think that's, you know, enormously helpful for a school, and I absolutely value you know, both that program as well as the individual in that role right now, Officer Mustafi, so I think that's great. To me, I think a lot of the things that we should be doing as a school are really more proactive rather than reactive. So, I mean, do we have the kind of school environment that, you know, has students kind of looking out for one another? And if they are concerned about, you know, a fellow student or anyone else who might pose a danger, are they comfortable going to an adult and talking about that? And we actually do have that kind of school because we, you know, we do hear about those issues and challenges, and that's really important to have that kind of school climate of that kind of sense of, you know, looking out for one another. You know, personally, I I'll speak very personally at this point, I would not be in favor of, you know, more people in a school being armed. I mean, that to me is not, that's a very reactive, I think, solution or way of looking at the problem. And that to me is not a direction that I personally would be in favor of. But again, those types of decisions are really beyond me and my own personal, you know, point of view is. And I think we always need to think about what our primary purpose is. We're a school, you know. We're about educating students. We're about being that school community. And I think anything we do, we have to say how are the things we're thinking about doing, how will they, you know, kind of impact and affect that most important mission. And I think we want to be careful about the kinds of trade-offs that we might want to make, whether we're talking about, you know, metal detectors or searching people or arming teachers, all those things that people, you know, kind of are out there. I would want all of us to think very carefully, how would those impact the kind of environment that we're really trying to create in terms of being a school which is really focused on teaching and learning. So that would kind of always be the thing that I would want to have as the primary way to kind of judge what it is we're doing and is this the right next step.
All right. Thank you for sharing your thoughts, both personally and as a principal's point of view. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, and very thoughtful questions, and I'm glad to have the opportunity.
Thanks. Hey guys, here are your hosts, Allie
and Ash.
We hope that you enjoyed the interviews as much as we did. Personally, after listening to those interviews, my thoughts are that just, I think that originally I thought that maybe arming teachers would be a good idea, but after hearing the faculty talk about how they would feel, I think that it would take away from the school environment of learning and just having a loving community. And but also, I think that after listening to the interviews, I think that having metal detectors would be really good to just prevent any arms getting into the school, to just protect students. But I really enjoyed the interviews, and I think that there was a lot of good points brought up. What did you think, Ashley?
Yeah, also the fact that when Baxter talked about the answer is more guns, when people say, like, for more protection, for more guns, and he had a strong point about how you really just need more safety, and more guns isn't necessarily the solution. And they should have like more regulations and things, and 18-year-olds, like, they shouldn't be able to get big guns and stuff. And it's just, I don't really know.
Yeah, I agree. So thank you guys for listening. We really enjoyed you guys watching this. We'll see you next time on FHS Talks.